Yeah, I know we said we were going to do the Ramban, but just before we do that, let's just take some basic steps in your test, on Daf your test. In other words, Rashi, how does Rashi learn the sugya? So Rashi learns the sugya, Omar Rava lo shado ela sha'osid lachzor belele yudalid. Aval ein osid lachzor belele arbosar kore imohen. So Rashi learns that demarcation point, Leil Yadalid, only applies in one case. Lo shano, Rashi, the ben krach shahalach liir, va'osid lachzor lem koro, kore bechamisha sar velo bar basar. And then Ela Shasid Lachzor Balele Arbasar. Im Kodam Adam Ashacha Yotse Minair. Who Diktani Shainot Sarachlikros Imahan Balele Yadalid? Now, it's if the Ben Krach has in mind to leave the ear before dawn, before daybreak, so then he does not read with them on the night of the 14th. He doesn't go to shul. Afal Pisho Deno Sham. Even though he's still in the city, in the ear. Ho'il v'yom lo yesham ein ze afilu pruz ben yomo. Since he will not be there in the daytime, so he's not defined as a pruz ben yomo. Aval ein asid, lo tseis misham, belayla, dehashtav e pruz lo so yom. Afal pish asid lachzor lemocha liyom, whatever that's supposed to be. Liyom acher. Liyom something, Liyom Echad, whatever. But if he's going to remain there in the daytime, then he becomes defined as a Pruz Ben Yomo, even though he, of course, is eventually going to go back to the Krach at some point. In other words, he's not changing his place of residence, but he will be defined as a Pruz Ben Yomo. It doesn't go by where you eventually see your residence. It goes by what your definition on Purim. Okay. Then Rashi says, V'hu ha-din leben ir shahalach lekrach im asid lachzor belele tesvav. He shouldn't make a mistake here. In other words, Rashi, v'hu ha-din means that you could extrapolate from Rava's idea how to apply it in the other direction, when it's a benir going to a krach. But not that Rava was talking about that case, because Rava's demarcating point is yadalid. But when you're dealing with a benir shalach lekrach, then the question is, where will he be on the 15th? So, im asid lachzor b'leilei tesvav, shli yisham b'yom tesvav, lo havi mukaf liyomo. So if he's not going to be in the krach on the 15th by yom, he's still defined as a benir. Right. V'kore b'yadal k'chovos mekomo v'yafal pishu b'krach. So he's defined still a benir, and therefore he reads even though he's in the krach. Aval ein asid lachzor b'leilei tesvav. Ain't sarach lekrosa biyadalid. Umamte v'kori ma'amafi shesof alachzor v'alachav zman. Same thing. But if he's going to be there on Tesvav, I don't care if he's going to return eventually to his ear, either later on the 15th or on the 16th, whatever. So then he's considered a mukaf ben yama. That's Rashi Shita. So Rashi. Rashi has an interesting shita in that one thing is very needs a definition, which is according to Rashi, on if you're let's say a ben krach in the ear, on the night of the 14th. So now, what determines whether you go and hear kriya? And the answer is, what is your plan? do you plan to leave before Amar HaShachar? So if you do, then you don't read. And if you plan to stay, then you do read on the 14th at night. So it goes by your plan. But then, even though your plan was to return to the Krach, but for some reason, you end up in the ear. In fact, when it becomes dawn, you know, Amar HaShachar, Zman, you know, Zman Kriyas Hayom. So then the halacha is, then you become a Pruz Ben Yomo. Bye-bye plan. So that's that really needs an explanation, that you start off that what determines your status is some kind of a plan. The plan is some kind of a reality. But then when you come, but then the plan, as it were, is usurped by your physical reality. But that's Shitas Rashi. But I'm saying that needs an explanation. As opposed to, as we know, to the Rambam, the Rif, and the Ran, I think the Ramban also, in the Milchamas, who are all of the opinion that the plan is the determining factor. Because they hold im nisakev sham, that does not undo your plan. So if your plan was to return to the Krach before the 14th day, but for some reason you couldn't get out of the city and you end up being there, so what? You don't read that day. You're not considered a Pruz Ben Yomo because your plan is to return. So that machlokas should be, that's one machlokas that should be defined. That they hold that the plan always is the determining factor. That's what they hold. That defines you. The plan defines you. Whereas Rashi starts off with a plan, because at night, that's what he has, a plan. But then in the daytime, it doesn't go by the plan. It goes by really where you are. So that's a funny combination. How do you combine those two factors into one halachic framework? Seems inconsistent. Then the other issue is the machlokes within Rashi Shita. The machlokes Rashi and the Rush. And the Rush does a very good job, of course, explaining it. And that's in Os Gimel. So he first presents Rashi Shita. He says, Amar Rava, lo shana, lo shasa lachsa b'leil yadal. V'ayna asa lachsa b'leil yadal, kari moim, pirish Rashi. Dekoya ben krach, shahalach le'ir. Dim ain asa lachsa b'leil yadal, et eli yashir, Yishah er be'ir or hayom chalav chavas kriyas hayom. V'arehu keben ir. V'u pruz yom. Okay, that's his plan. V'u adad ben ir shalach l'krach. V'eino asid lotzis misham b'lele tezvav. Shu b'krach kishir hayom havalei mukaf yom. See, it goes by where you're going to be. If you're in the krach kishir hayom, then you become a mukaf yom. V'kare b'lele tezvav v'yom tezvav. Vafilo yachsur li'iro, yikri b'yom tesvav b'iro. That's right. Once you're defined, you're defined. Avelim hu yodeya sha'asid lotzeis, b'leil tesvav, kore b'yadal, kidin b'nei iro. Okay, so that's Rashi. V'lo rotzul l'foresh, milsei derava gama ben'ir, shaholach l'krach. He doesn't want to explain Rava's statement that it's also going on a ben ear that went to a krach. Dilo mistava le meimar shim yeshno bekrach biyom yadalid shechol alav chovas kriyas mukafid v'yashar sham yom tezvav yikarena imahem. He says, because it doesn't make sense. It's not mistaver to say that if the Ben Ir is in the Krach on the 14th, that now defines him, because that's Rav's statement, that Yudala defines him. So if the Ben Ir is in the Krach, how does Yudala define him? There's no reality of Chovas Kriya on the 14th. Nothing's happening. So how does the 14th, if a Ben Ir is in a Krach, how does that define him? By virtue of what? Right. Or Afim Yachzal Ir or Yikr B'chamishtar. Kema da dayin lo higia zman kriyas mukafin, lama techo lav chovas kriyasan. Zehu Sfaras Rashi. Okay, so that's Rashi. That's simply on the 14th, in the Krach, halachically, nothing's happening. So why should the 14th be a demarcating point for a Ben Ir that went to a Krach? Makes no sense. So that's why Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi did a Hu Hadin and made the 15th the demarcating point, the determining factor. Okay. But the Rush says like this, Miyo lishnada shas mashma de rava kaya kula masnisa. Right, but the shas implies that Rav is going on the whole Mishnah. V'chein mukach b'Yerushalmi. V'yesh li yashev divrei Rava akula masnisen. All right, so how are you going to work that out, that Rava fits to the whole Mishnah, both cases? U'kamo shemoa leben krach lios keben yer kishomad sham leil arbasar u'miksas hayom shuzman kriyasa shel b'nei ha'ir v'chol alav chovas kriyasan. So just like it helps ben krach who's in the ear, if he's there on the night of the 14th and part of the 14th of the day, that, right, so that's going to define, that's going to give him the chi of the Chovas Kriya, and define him as a Pruz Ben Yoma. Kamokein Moel, the Ben Ir, Shalach Lekrach. It's also going to help or affect the Ben Ir that went to a Krach. Va'amad Sham Amixas Yom Yudalad. And he was there part of Yom Yudalad. Kevan Shebizman Chi of Kriyas B'nei Makomo Eino Imahem. Since during the time of the chi of the kriya, of his place, the ear, he's not with them, because he's in the krach. Nistalek me'olav chovas kriyas anshe mekama. It removes from him the obligation of the kriya of anshe mekama. V'nichlal im b'nei hakrach l'schayev b'zman kriyasan, and that makes him one with the b'nei krach to obligate himself in their Zman Kriya. The Karina Bey Mukov Ben Yama. Now he's defined as a Mukov Ben Yama. Kevin Shuba Krach Bizman Kriyas B'nei Ira. Since he's in the Krach during the time of the Kriya of the B'nei Ir. Vinestalak Me'olav Chovas Makomo. Hakora B'yom Yedalid. The Karina Bey Mukov Ben Yama. V'afim Yachzol Iro. Yikra B'yom Tesvav. Okay. Yeah. So, of course, that needs explanation. Because how does this idea of nistalek work? As he said so well before in explaining Rashi, nothing's happening on the 14th in the krach. How does it work that he's in the krach and he's not in the ear, and it's nistalek mimeno chovas kriyasan? I mean, what does being in the krach have anything to do with anything? That shouldn't be what is that? He just happens to be, he's in the krach. But there's nothing happening from a halachic standpoint in the krach on the 14th. So why should that create a siluk? That's what's strange. Yeah. So those seem to be the two major issues in the sugya. Yeah, the only other issue in the sugya is whether or not the case of the Ben Krach went to a ear and he ended up and he stayed there on the day or whatever. His plan was to be there on the day. And now he ended up reading on the 14th. Now he goes back to the Krach on the 15th. You know, do you read again? But that seems to be like a separate point about minhag hamakom. Not because he wasn't yotzei his chiyuv already. That's at least what it seems to me. It's a separate lach of minhag hamakom. That once he goes back into the krach, he becomes chayev to read again because of minhag makomo. But that's the other issue that exists within the sugya. That question. Okay. So I wanted to take up the first problem. The basic machlokas Rishonim, you know, whether or not the plan reigns supreme, or you end up with this funny, according to Rashi, this amalgamation of plan plus reality. Yeah, how do you define that machlokas? And remember, we're not here trying to answer the larger question, namely, why the system altogether works like this. That was our original question. And that even Rava noticed doesn't follow the normal system. Like normally how you think of, I don't know, a person being a Tosha of Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Laretz when it comes to Yontif. There it very much goes by the normal idea of residence. And then it's interplay with Minhag HaMakom. But here it's Bedafka not that way, because Afilo Asid Lachzor, that's exactly why Rashi made that emphasis, is that here it's a separate system. And like Rava said, you know it from the Pasuk, because of the strange expression, Ayudim Aprazim, Ayoshvim Ba'arei Aprazos. That there's Allah of a Yoshev Ba'arei Apruz Ben Yomo. And just like you have a Pruz Ben Yomo, you have a Mukuf Ben Yomo. So we're not answering that question. There's the fact that a person has a choice in determining whether he's a Pruz or a Mukuf, we're taking it right now as a given. We're taking that as a given. The sugya certainly does not address it. It just proves it minah amina law. How do you know that? And the answer is, well, here's the pasuk. But why that? What's the rationale of the pasuk? We're not getting into right now. That we might, that's why I was hoping maybe if we do that Ramban, maybe it would give us some insight. But so we're just defining the phenomenon in hand. So what you see is like this. You see that there's a person has a right to be Yotzei Megillah either as a Pruz or as a Mukuf. He has two options at hand. So Rashi, the way Rashi, I'm sorry, the way the Rambam learns, let's do Rambam first, he's simpler, is the Rambam and the Rif learn that simply the person goes by, he's koveh himself. It's a din of kvias. And what's the koveya? The koveya is exactly his das. That's exactly what kvias means. I'm koveya. This is my das. I want to be a ben krach, or remain a ben krach, or I want to become a pruz. Is completely up to his daito. He's koveya. He's koveya what he's going to be. And once he's koveya, that's it. Once he's koveya, that becomes the reality. So therefore, even if nisakev sham, okay, so nisakev, that's exactly the point. Nisakev does not change the kvias. Nisakev is some extraneous reason. But his kvias and his real das of being of kvias was for something else. So he's only in the city, he's only in the ear accidentally. Incidentally. So he remains a ben krach. That's how the Rambam learns in the Rif. Simply every person on Purim, he has a bechira. He has a choice. He has a choice. Yes. Okay. Of course, I think it goes without saying to say the choice only exists if there's a reality to the choice. You can't be a ben ear living in an ear and choose to be a mukaf. I think that becomes clear. Okay. All right. What does Rashi hold? See, Rashi, where Rashi differs, see, how do you get this right? How do you get these two things going? You have a plan. So if it's a plan, it should be a plan. You see, the plan works to knock you out of Megillah reading on the night of the 14th. So why doesn't the plan carry through? Even if your plan is to go back to the krach, but you end up in the ear on the 14th, now you consider Pruz Ben Yomo. What happened to the plan? Where did the plan go? Yes, I would say like this. That according to Rashi, it's halacha in the pruz or the mukaf is a characteristic of the gavra. It's halacha really in the gavra, in a characteristic of the gavra. So therefore, the characteristic of the gavra can either be his plan, because there's the das of the person, that's the characteristic of the person, that he plans to be here. So that defines the gavra. Daito is not some accidental thing. But what happens is that at night when you ask him, what are you going to do? I'm planning on leaving. Or I'm planning on staying. So that will define the gavra. See, it's not a lacha in simply a mechanism of kfias. It's a definition of the gavra. But in fact, since he ends up, the ben krach ends up staying, so now he's in the pruz during their zmanei chiyuv. So now that defines him. That's the idea according to Rashi. It's a definition of the gavra. So Makomo could either be defined by his plan or by where he physically is at. But it's all halach in the character, the characteristics of the gavra. It's halach in the gavra. Where is this gavra? Which makom is he related to? It's a gavra-centered concept. So that's why it could be an amalgamation. That's why it could switch. In other words, the greatest expression of the gavra's, of the definition of the gavra at night, is going to be his plan. What is his intention insofar as Yom HaPurim? But the reality, the Metzias, can change that. But if it's a mechanism of a koveya, then it won't get changed. Because then it's just an accidental thing. And his kfias remains what it was. That's the machlokas Rashi in the Rambam and the Rif. Yeah, now so far as the other question of Rashi and the Rush, yeah, that's a difficult one. The Rush is a very difficult position. Rashi's approach, as the Rush himself presents it, it really is mistaver. How do you become, why should the Ben-Ir be defined as a Mukuf Ben-Yomo on the 14th? But I'll tell you what we were thinking. I'll be honest. you could tell me that maybe the Rush doesn't mean this. I won't argue with you. But maybe the logic behind the Rush is, right? Because the question is, how does that work? How does the 14th do anything? But maybe the answer is like this. Maybe the Rush learns that really the 2 days, like the Rav always says, the 2 days of Purim are like a Yom HaRichta. The Yemei Purim. They're an entity. The only thing is, there's an expression of the mitzvah sayam in each given, astronomical day. But it's really Yemei Purim. Right? You see many shitas hold that, right? There's no avelus both days. And you see, even us, right? What's that? Right, Aser Bahesped and Tainus, no Tachnun. You see, there's definitely a question of Yemei Purim. But maybe the question is how to formulate the Yemei Purim. So maybe the Rush learns, it's like the idea of like a Yom HaRichta, meaning there's one Koveya at the beginning of Purim. That's the kvias. That's the determining thing for the 2 days. You don't have two separate entities of Purim. So therefore, it's possible to say that on the 14th, the fact that the Ben-Ir is in the Krach, that's considered a kfias. It's an idea of a kfias. He's revealing that he does not want to be part of the 14th, but he wants to be Koveya in the 15th. But that's because the 2 days are one entity, they're related. Where it's Rashi's learning, no. They might both have a character of Purim, they might be Yemei Purim, but they are two separate entities completely. And therefore one can have no influence or relationship to the other insofar as the question of Purim or Mukuf. That's the best. That's the best we could do. At least I can. Yeah, I'm not sure how else to explain the Rush.
If you say it, even though...
Yeah, the mitzvah... There's the mitzvah b'yom, even, I don't care which svar you say, everybody holds that. That's a basic fact of the sugya. That it doesn't go by the night. To be defined as a pruz ben yomo or a mukuf ben yomo, it means you are related to their chovas kriya, or to their the full Yom Purim you're related to. That everybody agrees. So even according to the Rosh, I don't care if you say it's 2 days, but you have to be, it's determined by your where you're going to relate yourself to the Yom Purim. Now, as according to the Rosh, when you hit Yom Yadalid, so now that reality, that Metzius, says that I'm being koveya in the krach. I am not relating to the chovas kriya as it's formulated for the ear. And the reason why I could do that is because it's one entity. It just will only be, the kriya will only be manifest tomorrow. But how it sets itself up right away on Yom Yadalit. I can define myself right now. I'm not doing that, I'm doing this. That's what he means, it's the Mesalek Atzmo. I'm showing a kfias by the fact that I'm here on Yom Yadalit. Now, how does that relate to the 15th? Oh, they're one entity. Otherwise, there's just no reality to that. That's Rashi's argument. So the Ramban, we're coming now to the Ramban, the famous Ramban, the first Ramban in Megillah. So the Ramban starts off, right, Ani Tama Ma'od, Maral Kacha Magi Aleim Las Yisrael Agudus B'mitzvah Zu. Okay, then he says, even though it's not the Skod, Lo Tiskodu, okay, let's avoid that problem, it's not. Mikol Malkam L'chachil Lama Chilkam L'shtei Kitas. Like, why would they in any way do that? Like, what was their motive? That's his first question. Why do that? And then he goes further. V'od heichan matzino b'Torah mitzvah chaluka b'kach. V'atorah omra, Torah achas u'mishpar echad yelachem. V'chol the tikkun rabbanim kein d'oraisa tikkun. Moreover, his first question is, what was their motive to do it? Why do such a thing? And then he's saying that insofar as it's a Rabbanan Kein Daraisa, where do you ever see such a thing? This kind of legislation, the Torah is an objective system, and everybody has the same day of a new Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, whatever it is. Any halachic system devolves upon people in the same manner. So how do they violate? It seems they're violating the methods of takana, of legislation. Okay. All right. Let's go further. V'shema yeshlom alafi shenasa hanes b'shushan b'yodalad v'noach shalen haya b'chamisha asar kavu l'chamisha asar yom b'yom sheshchilabo. So, because the nes was done in Shushan on Yodalad, and the noach of theirs was the 15th. Kavu l'chamisha yom b'yom sheshchilabo. On the day that they started, that they initiated in Shushan. He's got to throw that in. That's an interesting throw in. Because now he has to explain, what about all the other krak in hamukafin? Doesn't say in the Megillah when they celebrated. It sounds like they celebrated on the 14th. Shara Yaros. That's what it seems in Perek Tes. But he says, no, since the Iker Nes and Shushan was like that, they made all the krachin, mukafin like them. Okay. Ushar kol ayara shayah neshalem b'yud gimel v'noach shalem b'yud dalid kva'u b'yom shalahen sheshchilo k'derach she'ir lehem kach kavo asam. Okay. So, what's his answer? So to me, it seems there's two ways to formulate his answer. Similar, but it's just a different, like the expression. It depends on where you put the dagesh chazak. The first possibility, the simple possibility, is the way he says, "Kederach she'ir lehem kach kavo asam." In other words, namely, the his answer to the question, this first answer, is that they wanted to reenact the events of Purim. So it's Torah Achas u'Mishpat Echad insofar as the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. In other words, if they would have done one day here, then it would have been a lack in their very idea of reenacting the Nes, of reenacting what occurred. So it is Mishpat Echad insofar as Klal Yisrael has to manifest a reenactment of Mashi'ir Lahem. And it would be a lack if you didn't do that. So therefore it is, it's Torah Achas insofar as the Chi of Klal Yisrael. That's what it seems his first answer is. That's one way to portray it, at least. Yeah. It's interesting, when I looked at the Ran, of course, likes that first answer, even though the Ramban doesn't. But I'm not sure what you guys think, but when I read the Ran, it gives it a little, I don't know if it's a different flavor. Let me read it to you. Okay, yes, the kasha. He said this: Yesh lomar shemibnesha Yehudim ayoshim barei aprazos vayudim asher b'shushan lo nachu me'ayveim biyom echad. Sharei ayudim aprazim nachu barbaasar vayehudim asher b'shushan nachu b'chamishasar va'asu me'elehem kol echad biyom menuchaso. Mishtev is Simcha. See, it's very interesting. Like the Ran, I mean, it's in that Ramban too, but the Ran really underlines this idea that it's based on the Yom Noach Shalahem. And not only the Yom Noach Shalahem, but that the fact Va'asu me'elehem kol echad b'yom menuchaso Mishtev is Simcha. Like, you didn't have to say all that. Like, what's that adding? Lefika kishikavu aleim yom tov ledoros kiva'uhu lechol echad biyom shenachbo vehishvu kol hakrakim hamukafin choma leshushan. Okay, same answer. Shabaya ikra nes. That's the same. See, I think what the Ran is saying is that there's a very important thing, aspect here in Purim. See, in Purim, the Gemara in Shabbos emphasizes, it was a kimu v'kibla. There was a Kabbalah me'ava. For whatever reasons. Probably has something to do with the fact that they saw all these events unravel through the chachma of Mordechai and Esther, which had a very has a much different effect on a person when you see that. But whatever the case may be, it was a different kind of when the events happened. That effect on them caused them to have a certain kind of a reaction. And that reaction of Suda Umishta Mishloch Manos Matanas Mishloch Manos Ishtareo Matanas Lev Yonim was a manifestation of the events themselves. Meaning, not to include, in other words, to be koveya the yom here of Purim, the kfiyas yom Purim had to include the reaction, the effect it had on the tzibor. because that itself is part of the Pirsum Anes. Because the Pirsum Anes has an objective, namely Kiddush Hashem, the Kabbalas Hashem, the Kiblu Me'ahava. That was really the objective. In fact, one could argue, right, that's the whole objective of the thing. That's why exactly why they were under this threat of this existential threat. Because they were in a position of assimilation, and this brought them back into a whole different reality. So that really is the whole essence of the Nais. That's part of the Pirsum Anes, is the way that Tzibor reacted to the events. So that's why over here, they had to create the Yomim not based on what day that they won the war, which would have been the 13th, essentially, for everybody, even Shushan, by the way, right? I mean, Esther only asked for an extra day to root out another 300 guys, you know? It wasn't because they were worried that we were going to get killed anymore. I mean, maybe a few people, but not really worried of any real, you know, real issues. Purim, but Shushan, it was a whole different story. It was, they're the majority of the population was not going to attack them at all. So therefore, it had to be, and the Yemei Purim have to properly reflect the reaction of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they instituted, there was each one had a Yom Sheshchilu Bo. And if you didn't do it that way, it would be a lack in demonstrating their reaction to it. So it's a mishpah, again, it's the same idea, meaning it's a mishpah echa v'torah echa, v'torah achas, insofar as it has to be, Purim has to manifest the reaction of Klal Yisrael, the Pirsum Anes, the Kiddush Hashem, properly. And the only way to do that, you can't do the 14th and not the 15th. Because then you'll be cutting out a piece of the population of Klal Yisrael, their reaction. And their reaction was on the 15th. So therefore, that's what, that was the Takana. It's a similar idea. It's just more, I guess, more specific. Now, if you learn one way, it's just simply a reenactment. But this is more specific. It has to reflect in the Tzibor their reaction to the events that occurred. Because their reaction is essential here. It's an essential expression of the reality of the Nais, the real objective of the Nais, that there should be a complete Kimu v'Kiblu. That's the Ramban's first answer or the Ran's answer. Well, that explains why they did it, and also explains why it doesn't violate a proper halachic formulation. Because here you're trying to capture something, and it'll be lacking in Torah Achas if you only do half of it. In other cases, it doesn't make any sense. But here, it makes perfect sense. It has to be this way. But now, take a look at the Ramban. See, why does the Ramban not like it? So I'll show you something funny. It says like this, V'ein tam zeh masuk v'tov be'einai. Lefi shahaya ikar anes l'shushon atzmo b'yom yud gimel. V'hinei roi sheyelahem yudalid yantov in kol Yisrael. Af bi sheasu b'shnas anes yantov b'tezvav. O sheyel shushon yantov be a dal v'tesvav hal v'nasa behem anes. So what? I don't understand. What's his argument? What's his objection here? What does he mean? Lefishaya ikar anes l'shushan v'atzmo b'yom yogimel. What's the objection? That doesn't, how does that knock off what he just said? But you see, I think the answer is like this. I really do think, you might disagree with me, but I think the Ramban really essentially understands that answer. Remember, it's his own answer that he's giving. It's not the Ron's answer. Okay? What is the essence of this answer according to the Ramban? Oh, kederach she'ir lehem kach kavo asam. In other words, the Ramban understood the essence of the answer the first way I presented it. It's a concept of a reenactment. Oh, so now if it's a concept of a reenactment, so now what the Ramban's argument is that then when you're being koveya, there should only be one day. Because the essential nace for everyone, the milchama, whatever it was on the 13th. It was only a separate thing that Esther asked for an extra day in Shushan in order to capitalize on a good political, military situation. Namely, root out another 300 anti-Semites. Like, this is a moment we can capitalize on. But essentially, they could have really had their Simcha Mishta on that day, on the 14th. It was only delayed because of a particular thing she wanted to accomplish. She could have let it go. She had a choice. So therefore, the Ramban saying, for that particular incidental reason, that should not affect when you're being koveya something to reenact something. In other words, the real reenactment should be the 13th was the war and the Jews celebrated on the 14th. And then Shushan, in fact, would have celebrated on the 14th. There's nothing lacking in the reenactment, in a concept of reenacting the events by setting it up as one day. Because what she did is completely incidental. I believe that's what his argument is. That's the thrust of his argument.
So I agree that that was incidental.
In other words, when you're setting up the Yontif, insofar as they should have celebrated, that really would have been the Yom Simcha. It was only for incidental reasons. So therefore, you're setting up the Kana. Why set it up the other way? Set it up the way it should really be. If there wouldn't have been that other issue for her, then that would have been the day. So that's it. Essentially, that would be the right day for Shushan. So there's nothing lacking in reenacting. Why should you reenact based on some incidental thing? Reenact the essence. The essence is the war was over on the 13th. The 14th is the Yom Simcha Mishta. That's the Yom Noach Me'ayveihem. That's what he's saying. That really is the Yom Simcha Mishta for everybody. She delayed it. But that shouldn't affect the Takana when you want to make Torah Achas Mishpat Echad for Klal Yisrael. Now you do it based on the essential events. The essential events were, that was their day of celebration. That's why the Ramban doesn't like it. He doesn't feel that approach. Of course, if you learn the other way, it might be different. That's something to think about. I don't know if the Ron, you know, if you learn the way, if I'm underlying the Ron correctly, it might be different. But maybe not, maybe not. Maybe the Ramban would still have an objection to it. I'm not saying. I'm saying certainly if it's a reenactment, for sure. But now that brings us, you know, to the Ramban's, you know, which I'm going to have to stop now. We'll have to, maybe next time we'll just continue it. We'll finish it and then we'll do Pesach. But now the Ramban goes into a whole different approach, which is always the problem when you read the Ramban. What is his approach? How's it different than what he's saying here? That's always very, the Ramban is very, difficult, you know, to understand. What is he saying? And how's it a different answer? And how does it answer the questions in a different manner that to him is sweet and beautiful? All right, I got to stop because I have to run. All right, guys.